I think there's strong bipartisan support for a good common sense infrastructure bill that invests in our roads and our bridges, our inlets and waterways, locks and dams, et cetera, airports, those things you traditionally know as infrastructure. And I think there's a strong bipartisan support to include broadband deployment in that under that definition, under that tent as well. But instead, what we've seen from our House Democrat counterparts and Senate Democrat counterparts as well, they want to expand it to child care and Medicaid expansion and converting everything from fossil fuels to electric. And the fact of the matter is, from an energy perspective, we need all of the above. You can't get away from fossil fuels. In fact, natural gas is one of the reasons why carbon emissions in this country have gone down significantly. So anyhow, they're kind of throwing everything, the kitchen sink and the whole house, so to speak, under the broad definition of infrastructure. But I'm hopeful that we'll be able to come to some agreement at the end of the day, regardless of what passes in the House, that is somewhere between $800 billion and $1 trillion that's focused on traditional agriculture, traditional infrastructure, and then broadens out to include incentives for broadband deployment as well.